Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to this edition of Creative Caravan Roadshow. This is Suzanne Lawrence. I'm one of your hosts. I'm here with my co-host today, Wendy Dewar Hughes. And in a minute, I'm going to turn it over to Wendy. I've kind of got a low-energy day here, so I'm going to let Wendy talk with our guests most of the time, but I'll kind of come in now and then. But our guest today is Dr. Bette Daou, and she is a book marketing specialist and author. And today, she's going to talk to you about setting up a system to market your book. So welcome, Wendy, and welcome, Bette.
Thank you.
Okay, Wendy, you want to start?
Did we lose Wendy?
Wendy, you on here? Well, it shows she's on here on the phone line, but I'm looking at my little, I've got a little dashboard thing here. And I don't know what's happened. She was on Skype, and then we decided to hang up, and she was going to call back so we could get her in here clearer, and I've got her ready to go. Wendy, make sure you're not on mute or anything like that. I guess she can't hear us. Isn't that weird? All right, well, I'll go ahead and get started. One of the things, you know, that we talk on this show a lot is about book marketing, because Wendy and I are both authors, of course, and we talk to many authors on this show. And one of the things that always come up is, okay, I've written a book, and now how do I market it? And that's the hardest thing for people to do. So I know that we always talk about systems for things, too. So we want to talk a little bit about how we put a system in place to launch a book. But first of all, do people need a website to put a system in place?
You know, that's one of the things that people ask you every time you say you've written a book. Oh, what's your website? So obviously, that is one of the key components right now is getting a website. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. Websites can be simply one page. You put your photo of your book, and a little bit about your book, and a place for people to buy it. So that is the biggest key with a website. Websites aren't just an option anymore. They're definitely something you absolutely need to do, and I can't emphasize it enough.
Okay. Wendy, are you on now? Can we hear you? Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
She can hear us. She can hear us. She just sent me a little Skype message. She's there. She can hear us, but we can't hear her. So I don't know exactly what happened.
I think I can hear her now. So, Wendy, did I hear you just a second ago?
Yes, it's me. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So we just went ahead and got started. I didn't want to just have empty air time here for our listeners. And I've just asked Bette about the website. So I told her you'd kind of be taking it from here. And she did say, yes, an author needs a website. So we've kind of asked the first two questions on our list. So you want to take it from here?
Okay. Yeah, that was kind of a funny mix-up. I could hear everything going on. It's like, I guess, like being in a coma when you can hear everybody and nobody knows you can hear.
Yeah, exactly. And even though I'm talking about the website, we have sort of a general introduction of who I am. Maybe the listeners want to know a little more.
Yeah, let me go back to that. Anyway, let's kind of start over for a minute here. I want to introduce our speaker, who I mentioned before. I'm not sure if everyone heard that, but Dr. Bette has been our guest once before. She is an author, a speaker, and a consultant to businesses, and she is a best-selling author with her Blueprints for Success series of publications, which is now in 7 languages worldwide. Her love is to help people achieve success in their businesses, whether in a working environment from home or an office environment. And as we know, most authors are working from home on their writing career, let's say. She's involved in many organizations locally and is also a founding member of the Author Success Guild and National Book Marketing Association, where she provides training content to help authors achieve success. Her specialty is in the field of knowledge management and business process development, and her work includes working with Fortune 500 companies. And she has as a doctorate in business management, computing science, and engineering, plus undergrad degrees. Now, we started off by talking about websites, and the general topic is setting up a system for marketing. And we all know that marketing is sort of the bugbear of many authors. It's like, well, okay, we're good at writing our books. We can handle the editing. We can get things published and whatnot. But then the marketing is like a foreign field. So what I would like to do today, Bette, is just kind of do an overview and give people some really concrete, easy-to-achieve steps that we can all do as authors to start to market our books more effectively. So could you just elaborate a little bit more on a website? What's a good, easy way to do that? What do you need to include? That sort of thing.
Yeah, as I said before, a website's really a necessity. You can't get around it anymore. So there are a lot of very simple ways to do it. For myself, I know I have a general hosting account, because that's one of the components you're going to need. And everybody's going, oh, my God, it's too technical. I need a hosting account. Well, it's not that difficult. There are places like GoDaddy, My Domain, you know, several of those where it's pretty inexpensive. I think Bluehost is another one. So you start off by getting a place to host an account. You purchase it either annually or, you know, you pay a monthly fee. And you can't get around it. Now, some of them are as low as $5 a month and so on. Places like GoDaddy or My Domain provide things like WordPress, which you've probably heard about, which is really easy to put up a one-page site. It's all templated. You just sort of fill in the text that you want and put up your graphics. So that makes it easy as well. I think on GoDaddy, they had a component where they would do a free website for you. You just had to provide the content and fill in the blanks. And I know, Wendy, you use another program. I'm on a PC and
yeah.
You're on a Mac, so there's the difference right there.
Yeah, there's now, a little bit of difference.
What is the service there that you use?
Use one called Weebly.com. You know, and I think what happens with people when they start to venture into more technical aspects of the Internet is the jargon kind of throws you. So I think of hosting is like your website is your party, but your hosting is where it takes place. So you can have a party, but it has to take place somewhere. Someone has to host it. And that's an analogy for what that means.
Yeah, exactly. And to me, you have to find a place to host it. Now, if you don't want to do the website, you're afraid of that kind of thing, but you know what you want your website to say, there's also some services. Now, I use Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and if you just type in website development or make a website and you type in that search, you'll get a whole list of people that will actually do a one-page website for you for $5. So it makes it very easy. They just want from you what images you want on it and what content you want on it. So we get back to part of the planning of the marketing. Obviously, you want a professional photo of yourself. Can't get around that either. You could probably have one of you lying on the beach, but it doesn't entice people. Professional photo, a nice cover and a cover design. Believe it or not, as you're writing a book, your cover design is really crucial for your website. Now, you can't just pick a picture and go ahead and make your cover from it. You'll see a lot of different covers out there. You have to own the graphic that goes on there. You can't infringe somebody else's copyright. So, you know, it's starting to get a little messier now, but great cover design, and there are a few people around that do cover design. I know, Wendy, you do a lot of cover design. You've done some that I have seen are just out of this world. And once again, Fiverr, you know, we'll provide you with some cover design as a cursory component. So now we have hosting, professional photo, professional book cover designed, and then you talking about your book on the website. So you have to think about what does the reader get from your book, not what you think they get, or about you, the author. There are many authors out there. What's good for the reader? So to me, that's the important part. You put the emphasis back on the reader. Look at it from the reader's perspective. Oh, wow, that character is amazing, and they draw me into the book, that type of thing. So you look from the reader's side. So that's the content that you go on the website. And then the other step I mentioned was the fact that, you know, hire somebody from Fiverr if you don't want to do it yourself. That way you won't look homemade either. And then there's a lot of service, like you talked about Weebly, where you can drag and drop components in. So you have a number of things. So let's go back and talk about it. A is the hosting. B is your professional photo. C becomes your professional cover design. And D is talking about your book and enticing them to read it. And I forgot to mention the other part. You have to have a way for people to buy your book. So it could be a link back to Amazon. And then get somebody to put the website together, whether you do it yourself, you hire a relative, or you find somebody on Fiverr, get that done. So you've got all of these little steps, and that's just the website. And that's the beginning of your marketing. So that's the first part in your plan is your website.
Yeah, I
wouldn't
totally
do anything
agree with
else
that.
Until I had that in place.
Yeah, I so agree. I think what authors miss is that your website is like your business card nowadays. But unlike a business card, it can go to the whole world where you can't. And I just want to add something about website design, and that is it has to reflect who you are and what you write. So just putting something, any old thing up there is not a very good marketing move. And maybe you could elaborate on that a little bit.
Yeah, I had mentioned, you know, with a reader in mind. So the marketing plan part of your website is always focus on what the reader will get from your book and the benefits to them. So it's a marketing piece. You, like you say, it's your business card, so it's the first thing people see when they meet you. You can talk to them, so on and so forth, but the piece that they take back with them is what you've written on the website. So if all you have on your website is buy this, buy that, it's a turnoff for them. What you want to do is try and draw them in. Now, the other part of the website that I didn't mention before is you want to have a way to capture your readers. So the next book you come up with, you have a list of people that have read your first book. So that becomes another piece. It's now starting to get a little more complicated, but you can, you know, put that off to the side. So when you have your website designer, you get them to put up a simple form on there where people can put their email and their name and register, but you have to give them something back. So you can give them a chapter of your book. You can ask them questions at that point. So you need something that will draw them in. This is part of your marketing. Why would they buy from you is the big question, and you have to try and answer that with the first page of your website. Really key. If you're into romance books or suspense books or a young adult, you have to know what that audience will be. Let's concentrate on romance novels because I know, Wendy, you write a lot of romance, incredible ones. So your audience, you know, is going to be primarily women, and it's going to be primarily within a certain age range. Or maybe it's not. Maybe it's a whole gamut. But you want to focus on where the bulk of your readers are. So say they're between 20 and 35. So now you have to focus on what does a 20 to 35-year-old want from a romance novel. Obviously, they want to escape somewhere. So where do they want to escape? So now you're starting to focus on, you know, what they get from your book. And those are the pieces you push. So you want to be able to draw that reader in. But you also need to be able to capture who is reading your book. If you send them straight to Amazon, you're never going to know who that reader is. So your website gives you the ability to capture who is reading your book. And Wendy, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, the other thing I would like to add is it's good to have a contact form or some kind of way that readers can actually contact you as an author. I know with my books, I've had people email me directly or send me a message through the contact form on my site telling me how much they love the book and sometimes giving a really, really nice review of it. which I can then use on my site. So if people come to my site, they can look at what other people say about my work, and that helps me. excuse me, it helps me to to give credibility to what I do, and it shows other people that, you know, new readers, that other readers really like what I do. So those are a couple of pages that you might want to add to your, or at least sections that you might want to add to your website, because they can be very valuable.
Exactly. Now, if you don't want to put a contact page on there, there are other ways to capture their information, which is really neat. And one of them is to get them to like your Facebook fan page. Now, this moves into social media.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a Facebook fan page, what you can do is you can put the little Facebook icon on your page to get people to click there. And once they click there, believe it or not, their information is now available to you, because they've liked your book, they've liked your website, but they've also liked your fan page at the same time. So it's not just the website. You have to sort of now move from the website and then get into the social media aspect, and everybody, it's just like, it feels like overwhelm. Well, if you have someone already designing your website, your next place to go is to set up a Facebook fan page. Now, I know it sounds really technical. There's some very easy ways to do it. And at Author Success Guild, we have a couple of classes on how to do that very simply. So I don't want to go into it right now. And once again, it's the professional photo, it's the professional cover. Everything you do on your website can be duplicated back to your Facebook page. Now, Facebook is an easy way to capture people's interest, because you can post things. But if they like your page, believe it or not, through Facebook, you have actually captured their email address. So you can connect with your Facebook fans. You know, at Author Success Guild, I think we're over 5,000 likes right now. We've never advertised it. But if we wanted to send out a special, we can actually take all of the fan base, all 5,000, and send them some information. So you have to be very careful at what you do, because people, I don't want any more to do with the fan page because they sent me some information. But it gives you a way to get back to your readers, and you can do it in a way of a question. So I know I added a little more about social media because I figure Facebook is probably the best place to start. And if you're also using Facebook and you're posting images, then you can consider Pinterest as well. I don't want authors at the beginning to take it too far. I want them to concentrate on two things, website and Facebook. Those are the two easiest things to start. And once you feel comfortable with those, you can come into other social media components. You can add Twitter, you can add Pinterest. And those tend to be the two I stick with, even though, you know, I could do things on Twitter and
I think I'm losing you.
Yeah, I mean, it could drive you insane.
Yes.
Start with Facebook.
Yeah, that's so true. And I've had authors say, I'm just going to quit a whole bunch of things because I feel totally overwhelmed. And I think you make a really good point, and that is to concentrate on one or two things and do it well rather than trying to be everywhere and all day working on your social media. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, very much so. And that's where it comes into sort of putting in a process or a plan. So, you know, you have your plan of what you want to do. And I'm going to go a little bit back to the website right now. We talked about the page and the benefit. The benefit of things like WordPress is you can add a blog to your website. And the reason I want to talk a little bit about this is the fact that what you do on your blog can then be used in its entirety on Facebook, on Twitter, on Pinterest. So now you can do something once and then put it into these other places. So this is going to be really key to what you do. So let's talk a little bit about the plan. One is get your website under control. And that means, first of all, you need a place to host it. And second, I forgot to mention this, you actually need a what we call a domain name. So for me, you would have authorsuccessguild.com, but you can use your book title or your own name for the name of your website. And you can reserve those on places like GoDaddy, so on and so forth. Now, what you really have to concentrate on is the website and your domain name are part of your branding and who you are. Are you branding yourself, or are you going to brand your book and the way it looks? Now, I have a book series myself called Blueprints for Success. It has its own website, blueprintsforsuccessmedia.com, and all the books look the same. Well, that's not my brand. I have my own website where I include those things called betdaou.com. So it's my brand is betdaou. I just happen to have projects, and one of them happens to be a book series. So I know it sounds complicated, but you have to decide what you're branding. Are you branding your book, or are you branding yourself?
Yeah, I
really
think,
key to that kind of thing.
I think, too, once you – it actually simplifies your life when you decide on your brand. So if you are, for example, if you're a sweet romance author and you brand yourself, you can carry that brand through all your social media without having to rethink everything. So once it's kind of done, it's you don't have to redo it.
Exactly. I can work on many projects at the same time, which is great. And they may be branded differently, but me as the brand, I can list on my site, and I think I already had on my about my current project. So I have Author Success Guild. I have Powerful Publishing Tips. I have myself, which they're on that particular site, betdaou.com, and then I have maybe Romance Only Reads or some other thing would all be listed on that website. So I can have several other minor brands, sub-brands of my own brand. So people come to me, they know what I do, they know the kinds of projects I work on. So that would be the same as you as an author, is perhaps you should get the .com under your own name. I think, Wendy, you have yours as well, Wendy.
Yes, I do.
DewerHughes.com,
yep.
Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly
and
right.
And Suzanne, do you have yours as well under your own name?
Well,
I lost
put myself in hold. Yes, I have my domain name. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. I have mine. So what is really key here for authors is, okay, we're still under domain name, but that's what your brand will be. So think about that. So you have a place, you have a domain name, and then you have whatever your website pages are, and that's just part of your plan. And I'm going to suggest that you add a blog to it, so that would be step four. After your website's up, think about the blog, and don't worry about what you have to write at this point, because I'm going to give you some really cool little things you can do here. And then the next thing would be to look at social media. And for me, it's a Facebook fan page is the absolute first thing you want to do. And leave it at that until you're ready. Now, let's go back and talk about what you can do with a blog. Every writer has an incredible story that they tell, whether you're fiction or nonfiction. You're telling a story. It's always a story, because that's what keeps people's interest. You can't say, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, and expect people to get really drawn in. You have to tell a story around it, what your experiences are, so on. So you've told a story. Your characters, they talk to each other. They have incredible components of their speech that can be used as a quote. Any character will do. So, for example, Jill Moss may have said something that is noteworthy. And I'm going to put Wendy on the spot here. So we could pick a quote from Jill Moss. Now, when Jill has this quote, she is in a certain location. It could be on the beach, or it could be standing by the lighthouse, or wherever it happens to be. So you know what that quote is. So you're going to take some quotes from your book, and then you're going to look at the location of where they said it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to write down the quote and the location, and that's going to be the first thing. So this is going to sound silly, but it really works. You're now going to find a graphic for the location, and you're going to put the quote over top and a website listing at the bottom. So you end up with a graphic. You've seen them probably, quotes on top of graphics, and then a website at the bottom of the quote so it's visible, so it drives everybody back to your website. Now, that's great. You're going to now take that graphic. It's going to be your graphic for your blog. And then you're going to write a little bit about the quote and, you know, how it came to be and why and draw the reader in about the city. You can talk a little bit more about the location of where it is and the things around it. So a little backstory you can put in there on your blog with that quote. Okay, we've got that posted on your website. The next thing you're going to do is put a link to that blog article on your Facebook fan page. You didn't have to write anything. You've written your blog article, and that's all you have to concentrate on. Now you put the link on your Facebook fan page, and as the French say, voila, the image appears, your blog title appears, and you can make a little comment and say, did you know something about blah, blah, and that goes on your fan page, and people will see that, and if they really love the graphic, believe it or not, they will start spreading it around. Guess what? Gives you a lot of marketing for very little cost, just a little bit of time to write that blog article. Now, if you are on other social media, believe it or not, you can take that same quote, photo, or image and place it on Pinterest and put some hashtags with it back to your brand. And you can also tweet out that you've got a new blog article out. So now you've hit three social media components. You can also, if you're on Instagram, which I don't use too often, but you can take that same image and post it up on Instagram with a couple of hashtags driving people back to your brand. So you've written something once, and you keep using it over and over again. You can also take that same article, and if you know anything about article directories, you can then list that blog article on article directories like eZine articles, best eZine articles, and there's hundreds of those. Wow. I'm being very conscious of the time here. I realize we've only got a couple of minutes. But yeah. Anyways, that's a lot to think about. So that all goes in your plan. Place, domain name,
ideas.
Website, blog, Facebook, yeah. and how you use the blog and what social media items you want to place there. I could talk for hours, and I know we're running out of time. So, Wendy, back to you.
Those are great ideas, and I like how you put it just step by step. You find a graphic, add a quote from your book, add your website address, post it to Pinterest, post it to other social media like Twitter, et cetera, then write a blog about the quote and put that out as well to article sites. It's so easy and so like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 steps. And thank you so much for that. I think that's just great. Now, we're just about out of time here. Suzanne, are you still with us?
I'm still here.
Do you have anything you'd like to add or ask at the last minute here?
I don't have anything I want to add, but I do think it'd be nice if we let people know how they can find Bette online. So, Bette, do you have a website you want to direct people to?
Yeah, and I'm going to direct, because these are authors wanting to market, to authorssuccessguild.com. And that's the place where you can get a lot of training. If you want to know more about me, my name spelling is always not as easy as you would like. It's Bette, B-E-T-T-E, and my last name is Daou, D-A-O-U-S-T.com. And that will direct you back to Author Success Guild as well. You'll go through, see some of my blog articles, a simple website I put up for that, things that you can do. And there's a place to contact me there. You can ask me questions, and I'll see how I can help you.
Great. That's wonderful. Well, we are all out of time for today, so thanks so much for being with us today. And everyone listening, I hope you'll tune in next week to Creative Caravan Roadshow. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.